former chaplain at Alliance Community Hospital, sentenced to 25 to 27 years behind bars. 38-year-old Joseph Sabella of Knox Township pleaded guilty in May to 60 felony counts of pandering obscenity involving minors. 25 counts were dropped in the plea deal. Investigators say searches of his home found hundreds of printed and electronic images of minors in sexual acts or nudity. On his release, Sabella will be classified as a Tier 2 sex offender. Trial date set for a man in the October 2023 killing of a Smith Township woman after an evaluation found him competent to stand trial. August 17th, the scheduled start date for 34-year-old Nicholas Cunningham of Alliance, who's charged in the death of 44-year-old Gina Wade. The ruling was made in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court following a third psychiatric evaluation. Evaluations in February and April 2024 found him incompetent. Cunningham is charged with aggravated murder and other counts. Man from the Canton area charged with a confrontation at a gas station in Taylor, Michigan. Police say 38-year-old Sis Quindry Smith was wanted in connection with a June 30 armed robbery in the Cleveland area. Officers located the stolen U-Haul he was driving, but he rammed a cruiser in a parked vehicle when they approached. Smith then allegedly pointed a handgun at officers who opened fire. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Female passenger was not hurt. Smith charged with felonious assault, resisting arrest, fleeing and eluding, and three weapons counts. Stark County Sheriff's Office expanding its human trafficking task force. Sheriff Eric Weisburn says five police departments have joined the effort, including Alliance, Louisville, Massillon, North Canton, and Uniontown. The task force also includes support from the Canal Fulton, Canton, and Hartville Police Departments through a specialized human trafficking liaison officer program. Officials say the expanded partnership will help improve investigations, information sharing, and services for victims across Stark County. Youngstown man charged with murder after a shooting victim died from his injuries. 22-year-old Davion Alexander was indicted by a Mahoning County grand jury on murder, theft, and tampering with evidence charges in the death of 35-year-old Kamani Johnson. Police say Johnson was found with a gunshot wound to the head on a Southside sidewalk June 30th and later died at St. Elizabeth Health Center. Alexander being held in the county jail on $250,000 bond, he was originally charged with felonious assault. A large amount of drugs and cash were found at a raid of a Northside Youngstown home Thursday afternoon. Police, federal agents, and the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office served a warrant at a home on Dearborn Avenue at about 4 o'clock. Six bags of marijuana were found along with 38 gummies, four glass jars and five plastic bags filled with marijuana, and a bulletproof vest. Over $47,000 was found in a safe. No arrests were announced. Youngstown man's sentence has been overturned in a crash case involving the November 2023 death of 12-year-old Giovanni LaBooth. 33-year-old Brandon Kennedy had been sentenced last year to 11 to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to aggravated vehicular homicide and vehicular assault. 7th District Appeals Court determined prosecutors did not follow the sentencing recommendation included in Kennedy's deal. The case now returns to the trial court for further proceedings. Woman will serve 30 days of house arrest after pleading guilty in a crash that killed a Pennsylvania man. 87-year-old Elspeth McKeague of Hermitage, PA, was sentenced Thursday in Trumbull County Eastern District Court after admitting in May to vehicular manslaughter in the March 8th death of 62-year-old David Rice of Sharpsville. Highway Patrol said McKeague turned left onto Addison Avenue and collided with Rice's motorcycle on Route 82. A judge suspended McKeague's driver's license for 2 years and ordered her to serve probation. Warren Police Chief Eric Merkel has resigned following a formal complaint accusing him of theft in office and sending a racially offensive message. Mayor Doug Franklin says Merkel began using accrued vacation leave Thursday and will officially leave the department August 24th. In his resignation letter, Merkel says he's stepping aside to allow the department to move forward without ongoing controversy. The complaint alleges he claimed to be working required hours at OVI checkpoints when he was absent for part of the time and sent a racially insensitive GIF in a text message. City officials say interim leadership will be announced later. A search warrant providing more details in an investigation into alleged dogfighting in Coitsville Township. Humane agents say six pit bulls were removed from a home on Coitsville Hubbard Road last month after they were found in poor conditions. The warrant filed in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court seeks evidence of animal cruelty, neglect, and dog fighting, including possible animal remains on the property. No charges have been filed so far.